They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading, The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I would say it's on the spot with Linda Bott, because that was so many years of doing a live show on Thursday night. This is Linda Bott, and welcome to North State Now. Can I hear that music one more time, Jared? And we're here live, and I'm going to tell you all about what our Thursday night nights represent. So let's start over again. It's Linda Bott. Join me for North State Now on Thursday evenings with yours truly, Linda Bott, talking about entertainment, giving tickets away, restaurant reviews, all the good stuff happening in the North State. The second Tuesday will be
Michelle Slade with Heroes of the North State. And Michelle is here live, and we're going to be talking about her show.
We're moving things around because this is actually, and thank you, Jared, as our producer tonight. Tonight we are talking about what's happening. We did we're doing a soft launch. And sometimes, you know, we're lucky enough, you know, being the fact that I don't want to say this in a way that's like tongue in cheek, but when you own the station and you want to launch a show that you've been thinking about for years and years, you finally say in 2019, heck with it, we're going to launch the show, and all the pieces will fall into place, which is why we're taking this first month in January. And, you know, we have Enjoy that's taking one Thursday a month. And Michelle Slade, and her show will be called
Heroes of the North State.
Heroes of the North State. So I'm going to be interviewing Michelle. We're going to be talking about her show and what she's bringing to the airwaves. And then one Thursday a month, which will be the third Thursday of the month, will be Dr. Orna Gill, who is, and by the way, a portion of this show is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And she is a new OBGYN, meaning that she's been here for a few months taking patients. Very interesting, interesting lady. I've met her on several occasions, and I am seriously considering her to, if she still has openings, to have her be my doctor. You know, it's important today that you really have somebody who works with you, and you have to be a champion of your own health, but to have somebody who works with you. So she's going to be talking women, and she specializes. She said, I'm a geek when it comes to thyroid. And I have a thyroid condition. Many women at a certain period in life, it's part of your, when you go through the change, things change in your body, and one of mine was thyroid. So I think it's interesting when people really can specialize in it. I know I have to be tested every 3 months, and many, many women do. So anyway, that's what the show is called, North State Now, all Thursday, every Thursday night, with a different kind of highlighted host that is going to bring to the airwaves their special look on what it represents, medical, the magazine, entertainment, and with Michelle Slade, Heroes of the North State. Now, we were discussing earlier, and Michelle, kick in here, because I want to introduce you right now. Where's the applause button? Michelle Slade.
Well, you know, everywhere I go, Linda, there's applause.
Applause. That'll be something you pull up, you know, little Lady Gaga applause.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just very honored, honestly, to be even included in the lineup of all of you fantastic women who are making a difference in the North State and in different ways. And that's what's pretty unique and wonderful about our community at large, is that we have so many different walks of life. And I know all communities do, but I mean, really, if you think about Reading and Shasta County and all of our surrounding communities, we're really kind of diverse I can remember a time when I was young where you really just saw maybe a couple of different walks of life, but having been a native here and growing up in our community for almost, I don't want to say how many decades, but a few, I've seen a lot of growth and a lot of changes.
You're a native?
Well, pretty much. I mean, I call myself a native. I moved here back when I was 10 years old, actually. Oh. We came here to vacation at Whiskeytown Lake.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was a two-week trip. It was a big family event.
Wow.
And the first week I was 10, so I was at the lake the whole time. But the first week, our family just really enjoyed being here. And the second week, my father, who was in construction, said drywall taping. He says, "We're moving here." We lived in Bakersfield. And as you can imagine, hot there also. But not a lot of lakes.
No, so, Bakersfield's flat.
Yeah. So by the end of the second week, he had found employment. We went home and packed everything up, and the rest is history.
And so many people do have a similar story, don't they, Michelle?
They do.
Lake Shasta, Shasta, meaning just, you know, the mountain in,
yes,
Shasta.
Exactly.
And or Whiskeytown or the Trinity Alps calls to people, and they come on vacation and there's something that's changed them, and they want to, and we still can have that lifestyle here.
No, it's really true. And I'm thankful that my parents could actually see that and moved us here, because there's been nothing but great opportunities. I mean, when you grow up in a small town, and I've actually watched it grow over the, you know, into my adulthood, there's just been a lot of opportunities that were provided to me that maybe I wouldn't have received had I been in a larger community as a small, you know, as a small child. And so I've had the pleasure of watching just a lot of people grow up around me and go into businesses and industry, changing the way that we look at our community and how we interact with each other. It's just been a great experience all the way around. So I'm very blessed for that.
Well, you, when you talk about women that empower women, I would like, before we take a break, we've got about 3 minutes before we take our first break, to share with our listeners that, you know, as far back as I can remember my days in Reading, I've been here 12 years. I actually literally moved here in December of 2005.
Okay.
And you know, many people know that, you know, for a while it was my first radio gig, being on Kay Shasta with Don Burton in the morning show. And as far back as I can remember, I've seen you at different events. So when I talked about you in a circle the other day, somebody said, "Oh, isn't she in medical?" And I said, "No, but I think at one time you were working with MD Imaging." So
yes.
I could see where people, now you were doing marketing then. So it's very interesting, because I've known you through KIXE and
right.
How beautiful your outreach was during the Think Pink Week.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And how you, it takes a certain kind of person. You know, I would come and do a live remote from my phone, and you, you know, whether I was with a big station or with a cell phone or at the lighting of the bridge or doing something out there, I always felt like you took me by the hand and cut a swath. And I know you make everyone feel like this, of, let me take you to the people. This is what you're going to do. You're going to connect. It was a loving connection. And that's beautiful. Oh. I think that's beautiful women power.
Oh, thank you.
And you have that gift. So anytime I felt like I could, would you come work for us or work with me or alongside me? So I'm very, very excited that you're going to be able to host your own 1 hour show. And I think the North State's very lucky to hear what Michelle Slade has to bring to the airwaves with how you see people and how what you bring out in people.
Oh, thank you, Linda. That's really sweet. Well, I have often said, if you surround yourself with good people, good will come of it. And I think this is a really perfect example of meeting people of quality and of substance who have a great heart. And I definitely put you in that category. And so I think for me, and I think I'm not alone, that we are attracted to people who are able to create change and make a difference, and who are thinking outside of themselves in the bigger picture and what's going on, not just in our community, but in the world at large. And I know you and Carl cover a lot of those topics in the morning. And it's blessed our community because you've given us an avenue to be able to think of things differently, a little more openly. You have wonderful guests that come in. So in following that, I mean, really, that's an inspiration. And just my own passion and my own heart is just our community and giving back through either volunteerism or many other ways. And I know we're going to learn a lot more about that as the show goes on today. But
well, we have to take a break now here on KCNR 1460. You are listening to North State Now. And after the break, we're going to find out more about who is Michelle Slade. My turn to interview you. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Thursday night. You are listening. This is Linda Bott, and I'm here with Michelle Slade. Our show is called North State Now, and yes, I have the first first Thursday of the month, but I'm here every Thursday as we launch different shows, and I'm interviewing Michelle, who will be here next week. But I wanted you to know a little bit about Michelle Slade. Tonight we had Dr. Orna Gill. She's in surgery. And she is a OBGYN at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So there'll be nights that maybe if it's not pre-taped and it's live and all of a sudden, you know, something happens, you understand why. I'll be coming in. So I'm so glad that Michelle's here. And Michelle's going to be doing a show called North State Heroes. But it's more than just, you know, it's not going to be, you know, we love the blue, go blue, but it's about everyday people that could be you know, a hero.
Yeah. No, it is. And it's something that I've always been passionate about, honestly, since I was a young child, is just I'm attracted to people who just want to be good people and just have the ability to recognize a need and then act on it. And so I'm personally attracted to that. So in my professional life, my volunteer life, I usually gravitate to those types of organizations or individuals. And then I'm especially just in awe by people who just do it by instinct. Like they don't even they know it's the right thing to do. No one really trained them to do it. They didn't have a role model, but they see the need and they fulfill it. And those are the people that are like our neighbors who are cooking dinner for their amazing elderly couple that live next door that maybe they can't get out anymore, or they notice, you know, the lawn needs to be mowed. And those are the simple things that we do that make a big impact for a person who isn't looking for recognition. And so those are some of the conversations we're going to have. But then also like the psychology behind it, like thinking about when you do these amazing acts of kindness for people and not expect that recognition, what does it really do to your own psyche and the way that you think, and that ripple effect? It's almost like that pebble in the pond where you do one act of kindness and then it spurs that next act of kindness. So now someone else is doing something for someone else. And you hear about that oftentimes, let's say, in the coffee line. Someone pays for the coffee behind them.
Right, right.
You know, those types of comments. But then we're also talking about Carl was sharing with me. There's a woman up at Mercy Hospital who, during the car fire, she loves cats. And she's not like, you know, this crazy cat lady. She just saw a need for pets in our community. And she helped foster 200 cats during the car fire. So when you think about that, now, is that something I would do? I probably don't have that natural ability, but she would, but I may do something different. So through the course of the show, what we're hoping to do is really just turn over a lot of stories that are just everyday people doing amazing things for their friends, their family, their community, because it's the right thing to do.
I think it's powerful, really powerful. Yeah. Well, you have started a company called Umbrella Marketing. Did our sound just change? Just something happened. I'm wondering where. There we go. Okay. My Umbrella Marketing. So you have started your own marketing company here.
Yes. Yes.
And you have had. Let's talk a little bit about your growing up. You said at the break that your parents, after they moved you all here, you were 10, and then you went through. Where'd you go to high school?
Well, a couple of different things. So I went to Shasta High School for a couple of years, and then my parents moved us back to Bakersfield for another reason. And while I was there, I completed high school at Bakersfield High. And then from that, I thought, I was almost 18, and I just had this desire to come back here to Reading. And I had a sister that lived here at the time who was a little bit older than me, and so I just went off on my own and
came back
because I just loved it. I was drawn here.
All right. So what kind of jobs did you have? Okay. So now you're having to figure out how to, you know, buy your own shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do?
The things you don't think about when you move away from mom and dad.
Absolutely. Your own dentist bills. A lot. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I came back and I immediately fell in love with my husband.
Oh, really?
So I started a family actually when I was 20 years old.
Mm.
And which, you know, do things a little bit backwards, but that's okay. I don't regret it.
Right.
And so through that process, how I actually got into marketing or just this line of work in general, I'd like to say it's always been in my blood. Literally, I was in a young child, like 7 years old, organizing all of my family members, writing commercials and doing variety shows in the backyard, inviting the neighborhood parents to come and watch. And so I would script it out. Everyone had their part. And if they were too shy, they were the curtain pullers. So no one could say no.
That's great.
I spent a lot of years doing that. And then when I came back here and I was a stay-at-home mom for a couple of years, so in my young 20s, and I was watching actually my sister-in-law who had this amazing job at a radio station through an ROP program through high school. And I was at home raising my son, which I love to do, and I was thinking I would just kill for an opportunity like that to be able to work at it because it was in me. I just wanted to be in television or radio or something. And so I called up the local high school, actually, Enterprise High School, and said, do you take adults through your ROP program? And They did, and I was shocked by that. So that's it. Actually how I started out. So I'm sitting in this little classroom trying to learn how to turn on a computer. You know, it's when computers weren't in everybody's right. homes back then. And so in that process, I overheard the instructor take a phone call from KIXE saying, do you know anyone who would come and be an intern and work for free and be my assistant? And I hear her saying, you know, I'm sorry, we don't have anyone like that. And I'm thinking, I'm that person. I would do that.
Yes,
I would absolutely do that.
You were hungry. You were hungry.
Yeah, I wanted an opportunity, and I knew this was it. So some people, you know, you see the opportunity, you take it or you don't. This was life-changing for me. And so I thought, do I go and tell her I was eavesdropping and heard the conversation? And so I did. And
people like that. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You were aware. You took the opportunity, and people want that around them because you get busy. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you were saying earlier is that you surround yourself with people who pick up on things that perhaps you may not.
No, I think that's true. I think I'm glad that I was given that natural ability to have the courage to do it in the moment, because when I did, she immediately picked the phone back up, and I went and interviewed for the position, and the rest is history. I went right into television through at KIXE and started out doing internship in the back office, and then took on some paid work through receptionist and sitting up there realizing I don't have the personality to just sit in one spot. So I started redesigning the building.
So you could run the joint, right.
Exactly.
And you have run the joint.
Yeah, exactly. And so I did that. I worked my way up through the ranks through different positions within the station, ended up being the auction coordinator. And
those were some of the funnest auctions that we've done.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were fun. We get calls. And, of course, there used to be the wine auction. That was a real try to. And then there's the art auction, which is de clay and de
l'hoo-hoo.
Yes. You try to figure out how to. And then there's, of course, the Christmas auction. And then there was another one. Oh, my God. The Cat in the Hat was one that just about killed us.
And then they did travel auctions. So there's all different themes.
Right.
And so in doing that, that's actually where I learned how to do set design and copywriting. I spent many hundreds of hours literally writing scripts for auction items that were, you go to an auction and it's silent auction. It's different. When you're writing it for television, you actually have to be able to write it within the time frame, you know, in radio.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's scripted out and you have a dialogue that you have to follow and you have to hit the key points because you have to take these items and make them appealing to the person sitting at home to want to pick up the phone and bid on these items.
Right.
So I learned a lot. I say I cut my teeth in marketing and media through KIXE, and I did that for 8 years. And I'll give you my resume.
No, I like it.
And then,
I like it. That's
from
what we're
there,
doing. We're interviewing you.
Yeah, I was recruited to go to KRCR and absolutely loved it. All the skills that I learned at KIXE, I was able to bring in and work with my clients at KRCR through being their account rep, their local account rep.
Oh, cool.
Well, what happened with
Which means you had to write copy and all of that.
Absolutely. So, well, you had an option. You could hand it off to production and they could do it for you. But my thought was, I'm working with the client. I'm already intimate with their business. I'm learning about them before I sell them anything because that's what you do. I believe, I want to make sure that I'm giving
right.
them the right options.
And you can color it differently.
Exactly. And I know their business. I'm getting to know them. So I started controlling the production elements of it. And I would write their copy. I would pick the talent. I would pick the place we're going to go shoot on location. I would pick the props. I would tell them where to stand. And so really, I just had the shooter coming along and I was being
right.
the person in the background saying, how about a little lower? Can we get this lighting right? Or, trying to make sure it was what my mind's eye had to say. And then through that, I realized that they didn't really just need someone to sell them airtime at one station. They really needed a rep that understood their full media mix. And so I would, through that process, really became just like a little mini agency for them. And I would spend hours up until midnight and weekends writing their entire campaigns for them for other media buys besides my own, of course, including my own, and working with agencies and learning the process and the ropes behind that. And I built a lot of great relationships through that process.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and you're listening to Michelle Slade, and she's been such a staple here in the community. And frankly, we have come to Michelle a few times and said, we really need to pick your brain because you go to the experts to pick their brain about stuff. And Michelle's been, as you've heard, first 7 years at KIXE, then on KRCR. We're going to continue on with a little bit of who Michelle is. Early mom, married at 20, living here in Reading, probably knows everybody's, you know, past, present, and exes.
Yes, and grandchildren now.
We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. More with Michelle Slade. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now. We're live here on KCNR. And thank you, AT&T. Yes, we were off the air for 3 days, but that guy was a hero. He worked really, really hard. Rick is his name, out of Red Bluff. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
Wow, remember when this
maybe
came out? It was.
We can get somewhere, any place.
Yeah, this was really cool. Wait, what's her name?
Tracy Chapman.
There you go, Tracy Chapman. Really changed, you know, when people, like, you can recall an era of what was going on when this song came out. So, anyway, this is Linda Bott, and we are live here on Thursday. Our show has launched, and it's called North State Now. And, again, if you're just tuning in, the first Monday, I'll be the first Monday and chair that or be the hostess of that. And next month, first Thursday in February will be Gary Stockdale, who's a friend of mine that's a keyboardist, composer. He does all the Penn & Teller shows, but I used to work with him and sing in clubs with him back in the 80s. He's got a new album out that's nominated for a Grammy. He's incredible. And so he's going to be calling in. So, you know, I'm always talking about music. You never know where or theater. In fact, we've got some tickets to give away that we'll do closer to the end of the show. But right now, a special guest is Michelle Slade, who is going to be having her own show kicking off next Thursday called Heroes of the North State.
That's right, on the 24th, 6:05 p.m. So I hope we get a lot of listeners that night. We're going to have a wonderful time. Well, wonderful, yes, in the fact that we are going to be talking about people making a difference in the North State, but it is a serious topic. We're going to have with us Cal Hope Shasta, which is a portion of Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. They received FEMA money in regards to the Cal Fire, and so they are coming in because they're making a difference literally with boots on the ground, going door to door to anyone who has been affected through the Cal Fire, and talking to them and letting them know what that there's hope and that there is people who are willing to teach them if they're in a place where they don't even know where to begin. Because here we are, you know, a few weeks later, and there are still people who are just paralyzed by fear of how do I even know to move forward when I can't even think about what I'm going to do tomorrow. And so those are some of the topics that we're going to be talking about on Heroes of the North State, because there are so many people that I've found just with my time with NorCal Think Pink who don't get a mammogram because grandma had a mammogram and grandma got breast cancer, and they associate that with it. So instead of being proactive, they're frozen in fear. And that actually happened in my own personal family with my aunt, and her mother had breast cancer, and she was so fearful of the diagnosis, she didn't do anything, and unfortunately we lost her. And so when I think about that, I think about these people who are really making a difference in the North State and helping people get past that initial fear and helping them move to a place of healing. And so we're going to be talking with them on Thursday the 24th, and then also Lynn Fritz, who's a marriage and family therapist, she's going to be coming and talking to us about the psychology behind it all and how it affects a community at large, not only the individual, and that there is more help outside of even Cal Hope Shasta that can be offered through local churches or service groups who will help walk you through the process, how to fill out your forms and what, you know, that type of difference. And Lynn just does it because she's amazing. She's been on your station. She's been in the community for a long time, very well respected individual. And so she's going to shine some hope on Heroes of the North State through her experience that she has launched since the Cal Fire.
That'll be great. And we want to also share with all of our listeners that you can go on to KCNR 1460 and listen to any of these shows in the archives. So I did that when Patty Bay is now doing Therapy in a Nutshell at 11 o'clock on Saturdays. And unfortunately, I missed her first show. So I wanted to be here. Something came up. I can't remember what it was. So I listened on Sunday. I sat in my little kitchen booth and I listened. And it was great to just sit there and listen to her show for an hour, commercials and everything, as if I was listening to her live. So We encourage people that you can go back. We keep our archives. I think, I don't know how long we keep them now. We kept them for years, but, you know, after a while it fills up so much. But people go back. And so we encourage, because what your show is going to be a keeper. I know that there's going to be some golden nuggets in your show.
Thank you. I think so, too. You know, when I was thinking about the format of the show and the guests to bring on, you always at least I do, put a lot of thought into it on how do you want to kick it off. And so that's how we did with the one coming up on the 24th, because this is something that's happening like right now. It's very current and it's very fresh in everyone's mind and heart. Everyone's been affected by it. The idea of the show is to have it be positive and uplifting,
mm-hmm.
A celebration of life. Leaving each listener with the idea that hopefully if we can just instill a few people to think, hey, they can make a difference and they start making that change and that ripple effect gets bigger and larger, You know, I think about our community and where we were a year ago and some of the conversations. They weren't as positive about what's happening in our community and the direction that our community is taking with our homeless population or with crime in our community. And, you know, Linda, all those things are still relevant today, and we're addressing all of those things. But I think if we had to look at something, I'm the glass is half full kind of person. If we have to look at something that's positive out of the CAL FIRE, not to be insensitive to anyone who lost a loved one or their home, but it did create a change of a mindset where you start thinking about how can I help? What can I do? And I think a lot of people came out of that not even knowing they had that in them because it was the right thing to do. And that's why I go back to that.
Well, there was a shift. And tonight, driving over to the station, because we live downtown, you know, the storm had passed and there was the beautiful rolling clouds over, you know, across the hills on the back towards the mountains. But driving, I realized that that whole area down by the courthouse is where they took down the craftsman houses. That's all developing.
Mm-hmm.
Then driving on the way here, developing.
Yeah.
Right behind the station here, developing. There was something going on. And I thought, wow, in the last year, just there's been some major changes.
A lot of
change. We've been told by, I think it was Adam McElvain or somebody said, you know, there's going to be a time when there's going to be four cranes going simultaneously in downtown Reading.
True.
That's change. It's movement. So anyway, so it's great that we have people, and I think that it's, you know, with Lynn Fritz coming on next week,
mm-hmm.
will be interesting to talk about the psychology aspect and how we do get frozen.
Yes.
And fear. And, you know, I have move in circles of friends who did lose their house in the fire,
mm-hmm.
and how 1 week it may be the wife, the next week it may be the husband.
Right.
It's up and down, and they just, they practice kindness and compassion with each other every day because it's the little moments. Like my one girlfriend was talking about how she was in the shower at the rental and she went to go wash her hair and she had a snag and a nail. And she had gone through losing the house, moving the family, pulling together Christmas, making it okay for everybody. But her snag and her nail and getting out and not having a nail file is where she flipped.
That was her defining moment.
That was her. When I say flipped, switch went, you know, up to that point. So it's interesting defines that moment. So it's great that you've lined these people up to talk about this subject. This is raw. We're very raw.
Very raw.
And so we're great that you're facilitating that, Michelle. Let's go back a little bit about, you were talking about how you we're doing production for KRCR with all of your clients and the fact that you do have your own marketing company now called My Umbrella.
Yes, yes. So KRCR was a wonderful place to work. I really enjoyed it. I got to know the news side of it and, of course, and how it interacts with the sales side of it.
And Mike Mangus is coming back.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so
we need him. He's our father figure in Reading.
He really is.
Yes.
I mean, he's amazing. I don't know if you know this, but I actually had an opportunity to nominate him once through the Economic Workforce Development. This was several years ago. They asked for someone you could nominate that's making a difference in our community back then. It was a little different scope than the show. And so I secretly went behind the scenes and gathered a bunch of information about him through his family, Jake Mangus,
mm-hmm.
and submitted it. And he won and was recognized. And so I've just made lifelong friends in media. You just do.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
wonderful.
And part of that process is just not knowing a stranger. I love talking to people. I like to hear their backgrounds. And all of that tied into the production elements, because when you get to know them and what they're passionate about and what they want to invest in, I really think I would encourage everyone to start there when you're forming new relationships, because then you get to know the heart of the person and you can build off of that. And so I used that in my approach when I didn't want to just go sell a sales package. I wanted to go make a friend and find out what they're passionate about, find out what their goals are, and find out what they want to achieve. I didn't want to just sell them a 30-second spot on the 6 a.m. news. That was going to be the ultimate goal at the end, but it was going to be the right spot for the right moment so that they had success. And so in doing that, I made a lot of friends. I made a lot of connections. I made a lot of sales. And through that, built a lot of future relationships that carried me into my next walk of life, which was ND Imaging. And I was producing all of their on-air spots at the time at KRCR and made good friends with Mike Davis, who's the CEO. And then, of course, back then, Melody Christensen, who was the development director, marketing director. And I heard that they were losing one of their people in their department, and I just had a passion. For what they were doing in the community. They're invested in Think Pink. It was, you know, they were the founding sponsor of it. And so I thought, you know, I would love to do marketing for them full time. So it was still in my line of work, but it led me into a different direction, which was a blessing because I learned a whole new skill set in medical marketing.
Medical marketing, that's a whole, is it its own?
It is, of course, you follow all the marketing principles, but then you have to learn that it's not, come on out and buy this hot dog. It's, you're talking about passion. You're talking about people's lives. When you're talking about imaging and you're talking about the idea of what the end result of the test will be, so you work your way backwards from that, you realize it's a much more sensitive approach and that it's a much more personal approach. And so learning that skill set gave me insight on how to market other companies that were equally as sensitive. Relay for Life is a good example. It was
right.
My passion project. But as far as Think Pink and Relay for Life, I was their marketing chair for many, many, many years. And knowing that when you're out doing the walk at Relay for Life and everyone's cheering and we're having a good time because it's this big town party and we're raising funds for cancer research, on the other side, there are equally enough people out there who have either lost a loved one,
right,
who are going through cancer treatment, who are still waiting for their test results.
Right.
And then there's the celebration of life where they're recovered. And so just being sensitive to all those needs and knowing how to market to each person to want them to be part of the cause, but also know that it's not just a big town party.
And all this and more you're going to hear with Michelle Slade. We're just doing a quick interview on her, what her passion is and what she's been involved with in the past, and now with her own marketing company called My Umbrella, but host of her own show on the fourth Thursday of the month, of every month, and it's North State Heroes. So I wanted to interview Michelle tonight so you know what you were going to be in store for next Thursday. Coming up, we have more with Michelle. I'm going to take a quick break, Jared, just a quick break. And we come back. I want to give away some tickets to, of course, the Robin Hood, which is at the Riverfront Playhouse. And we have another special ticket. So be listening. I'd love to get your calls. And you know, I always feel like you want to fill the seats and you want to definitely be there for our local theater company. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dinner. ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You know I want you.
Well, Wellingwood. He said we're growing into our show. And this is what we love about here on North State Now. Welcome to our show here. We're live on KCNR 1460 at the 6 p.m. And many people are asking about the FM. Okay, the fire's put us behind a little bit. We have boxes and boxes of stuff that's come in. I love it because it's so organic. We do have the tower. We have the signal. We have the FCC license. It is going to happen. It's just things are we're put a little bit behind because of that. Just want you to know that. And thank you for your patience last week. Enjoy was scheduled. They were on their way. What happened, and, you know, it's a double-sided sword because you could say, doggone AT&T. On the other hand, the guy from Red Bluff came and worked for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, was not, stayed, missed a wedding. I mean, really was, he was one of those workers that deserves to get the attaboy. In fact, Carl wrote to the heads and said, these are the three people. He left Zelda, Evelyn, and this Rick guy. And they went beyond. You know, a lot of times you get frustrated. Well, Carl had just spent a whole day, literally. Let's see, we went down on Thursday at 3, so they were scrambling. And Thursday night was the show at 6. They're scrambling to figure out where is what happened. Where is it, our end? Is it the tower? Is it the line? So then all day, Friday, on the phone, to Washington, to every place, because we're of emergency broadcast. We need to be up.
Right, exactly.
So they're all trying to figure it out. It was a big like, you know, pull out of the pile, out of the lift everything up and try to figure it out. So that happened all day Friday, and then this guy, they had to put us on this. I can't think what the term is, but it's a term where they finally have to go through this department to that department to the head of this department to that department, to put you on the expedient list or whatever's at the top of the list. And then you get action. So it took that much time. So finally, anyway, so that's what's happened. And we're just really happy to be back on the air. It was a cross wire, and AT&T took responsibility and said it's our on our end.
But aren't we thankful that we have people who have a skill set who can do that?
Yes. That guy was great. I mean, he went to, like I said, on Saturday and Sunday, he was all in. He said, I'm working tomorrow. I'm working on this project. I want to see it done. So again, he was out at the tower. He was here at the station. We went to the AT&T. I learned a lot. And I thought, okay, we're in it. You know, you got to get, you know, if you got a leak in your pipe, you got to figure out where that leak is. And sometimes many of you know, you may not know for a month. We thought we can't be off the air like that. So anyway, I'm very excited that we're continuing on and we get this dream of North State Now up. And I was just determined in January. I mean, I knew who the players were going to be, and then some people couldn't do it, like Dr. Ornegill. Tonight she's in surgery, so it was perfect. I'm stepping in. We're interviewing you, which you're going to be hitting off next week. And Orna will be in talking about women's health, and it'll be fun. Next month comes around, I'll interview her.
Right.
And so you all know who she is, and, you know, welcome to Reading. So, what do you think? Should we get some tickets away, Michelle?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So in front of me, I have a Riverview Playhouse Presents Somewhat the True Tale of Robin Hood. It looks like it's going to be fun and funny. Now, I am holding vouchers. Tomorrow night must be the media night, I'm thinking, because I've got tickets for tomorrow night. That's a 7:30 performance. And if you'd like to go to the True Tale of Robin Hood with the Riverfront Playhouse tomorrow night, please give us a call. 605-4567 is the hotline. You just put that on your phone, 605-4567, because we usually give away great tickets here on our show.
Fantastic.
So, I'm just looking at, we have those here, and then we have two more tickets for the same performance that are from January 19th to February 16th. So you have an open window there to figure out when you want to go. And so anyway, that's the true tale of Robin Hood. We love to support our local theater, and it's, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. And so we got a phone call coming in. So let's just see, you know, give them whatever they want, honey. We just want to make sure they're good. And so anyway, so thank you again, Michelle Slade, My Umbrella Marketing, Heroes of the North State.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Does that feel good? Have you ever had your own radio show?
Well, you know, I haven't. And this is going to be our, you know, I've been interviewed, you know, over the past few years in regards to projects I've been involved in. So I've been on the other side, like tonight, on the other side of the microphone. But to actually be the hostess of the show and booking my own guests and getting to pick the content and just an extension of my passion, which is community and giving back, and to be able to make that a reality on air is actually a dream. So I'm very grateful and thankful to have that opportunity to do that. And then also, you know, like yourself, you meet so many people in our community and you hear so many stories, and wouldn't you like to just shout them all, you know, and tell them all, and you don't have enough time. So I'm already finding this show hasn't even launched yet and I'm booked, you know, 3-4 months out, because you can tell that our community is hungry for some good news.
Right.
And
right.
And so to be able to get to be the one to provide that.
Right.
And, you know, I was watching during this last few months with everything that's going on in our community and thinking, what can I do and how can I make a difference? And, you know, what role can I play that's going to be impactful? And then to have this opportunity. So this is always kind of in the back of my mind. Like, I want to do something that has to do with giving back. And how can we make this happen? Then we start having this conversation, and here we are today.
Well, we started having this conversation because you've struck me from the time I met you that you would be somebody that I would like to have in my circle.
Oh, thank
and, you.
You
know, I think it's just wonderful. It's time. We've known each other, what, 9 or 10 years now?
Long time.
And worked in various situations. But to have you here in our new studio. Mm-hmm.
Which is beautiful, by the way. Wonderful.
Sitting across from me. And talking about your show that you're putting together, Heroes of the North State, that your heart and soul and the integrity, because all of these people, I mean, bottom line is, there's something inside of them that really wants to make the world a better place.
That's it.
I mean, you can try to, you know, bang it on over, you can't bang it over people's heads. It's
no.
Inside of them.
It's in you, or it's not.
It is. Now, Jared's our producer. He's on the phone. You promised me, Jared, just give me a nod over there through the window that you're going to let us know who got the tickets. Okay. Because I always like to share their names on the air and say that it's good for you. You're going to get to go to Robin Hood and Riverfront Playhouse. And Chris and Jen Gomez come, you know, he does a lot with Riverfront and they come here too. So, I mean, they have a show here on, I think, Tuesday nights. And they do talk a lot about theater and movies and stuff, too. So here he comes. Here comes Jared. Jared, who do we have?
All righty.
Daphne. Oh, good.
Oh, wonderful.
Tomorrow night. Great. So how many tickets did she get? 4? Okay, Daphne, I'm going to put those at the front for you. So you have to come tomorrow. If you can make it tomorrow or have somebody pick them up in the morning, come to the station. 1326 Market Street, and hopefully you can come in the morning while we're on the air from 7 to 9. It's going to be a really fun morning tomorrow, too, and I think I'm going to have some really good civic tickets to give away from the Cascade as well. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Michelle. Do you have any, 2 minutes? Okay. Closing thoughts.
Well, you know, I would just like to encourage anyone, if they're thinking about giving back or wanting to give back, or if you know someone who you think has made a difference in the North State, and you would just like to reach out and say, hey, you should contact this individual, or you should contact this organization. What we're trying to do is find the individual that's making a difference and how they're making a difference, and pair it with the organization that really lives it day in and day out, and they get to talk about what an impact just these acts of kindness are making, whether it was with them directly or indirectly. I would love that. You can find me on Facebook. So you can either look for my personal profile, which is my Michelle Slade, or you can go to My Umbrella Marketing and like my page and send me a message, and I'll get in contact with you.
Sounds great. Michelle Slade or My Umbrella Marketing on Facebook. We're putting together our little North State Now thing, too, that will be on our Free Fire radio with pictures of everybody. And just give us time. I just, you know, it's a soft launch, and we've got a lot going on here, but we're getting it going. And everybody's really excited about Armstrong and Getty, too. They're very popular. All right, guys, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm so excited about this that we're here. We're yay! And Michelle will be here next Thursday. I'll be on the air tomorrow night or tomorrow morning with Carl, and join us at 7 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Signing off for the night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.